Simon Marks joins us from the American capital. Simon, just to help the viewer along, I'll just read part of this Bannon apology. Donald Trump Jr. is both a patriot and a good man. He has been relentless in his advocacy for his father and the agenda that has helped him turn our country around. My support is also unwavering for the president and his agenda. As I say, just a part of the apology. But why the apology?
Well, because Stephen Bannon is in a real corner now. I mean, he has boxed himself in completely, having been ditched entirely by the President of the United States, who now at every opportunity, not just on Twitter, but now publicly, refers to him as Sloppy Steve. He's also lost his funding. The influential Mercer family, which has funded Breitbart News, says that it's pulling all funding from Stephen Bannon's personal projects and has also pulled funding for his personal security detail. And the President of the United States is telling those people around him inside the White House they have a choice to make: loyalty to the President of the United States or loyalty to Stephen Bannon. And we are seeing Trump insiders making a hasty path to live television cameras in order to communicate to the President of the United States that they are loyal to him. So Stephen Bannon, the man who was once at the center of power and influence inside Donald Trump's White House, sees that power and influence absolutely evaporating. This apology took 4 days for him to articulate. That is, as the Americans would put it, several days late and several dollars short.
Yeah, and Bannon uses the phrase inaccurate reporting regarding Don Jr. He seems to be indicating that possibly he didn't say exactly what he's quoted as saying in the book. Other people have questioned Michael Wolff's methods and his accuracy. Shouldn't he just release the recordings of the interviews that he did to put this all to bed, to prove that it's all correct?
Well, a top White House official has urged him to do precisely that. David Bossi, who previously worked alongside Stephen Bannon inside the White House and who similarly is under pressure by Donald Trump to make it clear that he's loyal to the president, said here on Friday night that he believes that Michael Wolff should release those audio tapes. I mean, the White House, I think, has got to be slightly careful what it wishes for here. Michael Wolff is likely to wait, I think, in order to see whether there are any legal challenges forthcoming to his book, because remember, the president threatened but never followed through on legal action in a bid to try and prevent its publication. But also, if you read that Stephen Bannon mea culpa, he isn't saying he never used the words treasonous and unpatriotic to describe the meeting that Donald Trump Jr. held with Russian emissaries. He's now saying that he applied those descriptions to Paul Manafort, the campaign director, for allowing the meeting to go ahead. But look, a meeting is either treasonous and unpatriotic or it isn't. And it's hard to imagine that you can argue that some people who were in the room for that meeting, those not related to Donald Trump, were guilty of treason, but those related to Donald Trump somehow were not.
Appreciate the analysis, Simon. Thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.